We are continuing here in Perek Lamed Zayin. Now the issue here is like this: these two brokim are built on the premise that the tachlis of the belt is nisavu l'kadosh baruch hu l'yisdir b'tachtein, to create the dwelling place for kadosh baruch hu here dafke in la'olam hagashmi, in the physical world, and that the way to do that is by fulfilling mitzvahs ma'asiyos, dafke physical mitzvahs. And last week he went on about the chashivas of mitzvah tzedakah, that tzedakah contains in it the incredible power, because you could have bought anything you wanted, or because you had to work so hard to make the money, and therefore it is the financial effort is the dir b'tachtein. Question he poses now is, if that's the case, why is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam? Yeah. What's going on here? It would seem that that's a far more spiritual mitzvah, and it doesn't fulfill the ultimate goal of Dira B'tachtein. So, three lines from the top on page Memtes. Uma Shamar Razal. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. What do you do with the fact that Chazal say the Talmud Torah outweighs all them? Hainu Mipnei. The reason for that is Talmud Torah he B'dibur U'machshava. That Talmud Torah takes place in the realm of the levushim, which we have the three levushim of action, speech, and thought. So Talmud Torah takes place in speech and in thought. Shem levushim apnimim shel nefesh achiyunis. So meaning as follows: don't tell me that Talmud Torah is totally spiritual. No, not true. Talmud Torah is able to affect the nefesh achiyunis, the animal soul. So therefore, it is accomplishing on some level, because it's affecting the internal two innermost garments of thought and speech. Not only is it affecting them, but even on the existential level of Chabad, of Chochma Bin Adas, meaning the three intellectual capacities of klipas noiga, of the animal soul, not of the spiritual soul. So it affects the garments, meaning the expressions, and it affects the three top intellectual spheres. Now, so those three become nechlolis bigdusha mamish kishayisik b'teira bi'iyun v'seichel, when a person toils in Torah in depth with his mind. But he qualifies. He says, I want you to be sober here and recognize. Don't go into dimion. Don't enter the world of delusion. Don't become delusional about yourself. Us beninim, halavai, we should be beninim, should never hope to transform our midas. But what we could transform are the intellectual ones, meaning Chesed Gvura Tiferes down, the Benini doesn't have the ability to totally transform. But our intellect, if we study Torah, we can transform the intellect. And that easily explains. Hainu Mishum Shara Chosek Yoisim Embidois. You should understand that evil is further embedded in the character than it is Mibichabad. Totally the opposite of the way the world thinks. The world thinks that you can fix your midas, but you can't fix your thinking. Comes Chabad and says exactly the opposite. You can change your thinking, you can't change your midas. So first premise is, study of Torah does create the Rebetachtoinu, because it changes the intellectual capacity of the Nefesh HaChiyunis, and it affects the outward expressions, namely speech and thought. Those two. I want to tell you one more thing, and this surpasses all them. One massive advantage that the study of Torah has over all other mitzvahs, based upon what I wrote earlier in the name of the Tikkun HaZoyah. Remember, we learned this, where he said that the 248 positive mitzvahs correspond to the 248 limbs kaviyachol of Hashem. Ukamai b'adam atachna, just like here below, derech mashal, in the way of a parable. Ein areich v'dimyin klal, ben achiyu shebe remach evarav, legav achiyu shebe maichin. No person can possibly compare the amount of life energy that goes into the little finger compared to the life energy that goes into the brain. We all understand that the brain occupies a far more central and critical role with vis-a-vis the amount of energy that flows through it over any one of the external limbs. So too, we understand that in the corresponding mitzvahs, the mitzvah that corresponds to the moyach is going to carry with it much greater consequence than any mitzvah that's going to correspond to any limb. So if derech mashal, tefillin corresponds to the arm, we understand the Talmud Torah, which corresponds to the mind, is going to be far more critical, because after all, there are people who walk around without arms, but generally speaking, there aren't that many people that walk around without heads. So therefore, he says, "Kocha mamish derech mashal." So too, we understand lahavdol b'rivavayz havdalis leinkeitz. We understand with numerous havdalis, numerous separations. Be'ha'aras oirin tzayv baruchu hamislabshes b'mitzvus ma'asius. We understand the amount of godly energy which is able to be embodied and enclosed in physical mitzvus ligabe oras ein tzayv shebebchinas chabad, compared to the amount of godly energy that flows into the intellect, the chachma bin avdash, the chachma satayra, ish kifi sichle v'asikos. He says, I don't care where the person is on the totem pole of understanding, every person's mayach is able to process more godly energy than is their arm. And therefore, the reason Talmud Torah occupies greater centrality in Jewish life is because there's so much more godly energy that a person is able to bring upon themselves. Again, the focus of what we're discussing here is not vis-a-vis Dinu B'Tachtonim for God's sake, but it is the amount of godly ha'ara we're able to do for us. Okay, so this Zois V'Oid Acheres, the reason why Talmud Torah is connected Kulam, is a very self-serving reason.
Isn't that the
reason.
Same for both already?
Which both?
For Hashem too.
In a certain way, obviously, because Hashem wants our benefit. Now, he's gonna fix it now. Now, right by the period. Let him explain. Va'av she'ena masig el b'gashmi is, even though he says, I don't get it. You're making such a big deal out of this Torah study thing. You ever learn through Shas? What's it about? My ox, your camel, my talis, you know, whatever. It's all about this physical stuff. Where is the godliness in this? You know, how come we don't sense it if it's so godly and so spiritual? Where is it? He says, V'av she'enem masig el b'gashmias, even though our grasp is only in the physical realm of Torah. Don't be tricked by that. Torah is compared to water that flows from high place to low place. Like I wrote earlier. And therefore, no matter what form it takes, whether we understand Torah in its most sublime, spiritual, internal, Kabbalistic form, or we understand Torah in its most physical form, it's the same Torah. The godly energy that flows through it is the same. Despite all of this greatness and loftiness and holiness and an incredible amount of godly energy that flows in the study of Torah over any other mitzvahs, nonetheless, Amr Chazal, despite that all, Chazal tell us, learning isn't where it's at. It's about action. If I've ever heard a contradiction, this is it. On one hand, you say, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, that Torah, the study of Torah supersedes everything, and then you say, but it's not about the learning, it's about the action. Well, which one is it? Another point of reference is it says today this is the world of action. And halachically speaking, when do you close your Gemara? The halacha is that if the mitzvah cannot get done by somebody else, you got to close the Gemara and go do the mitzvah. So, why? If Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam, and it's so much greater, and it's got so much loftier stuff about it, well, why do you close the Gemara and go do the mitzvah? Why don't you just sit by the Gemara? How do we understand this? So he gives the clearest answer you're ever going to see anywhere. It's so hafladik. Explains as follows. Mishum, the reason for this is, kizeh kol ha'adam, because this is the purpose of man's existence in this world, is to what? Is to create a dira b'tachtonim. Kizeh kol ha'adam refers to the purpose of man's being here, which is to create a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tachlis b'riyosai, the goal of his creation, and the person of his coming down, the purpose of his coming down to this world, is Lias Laidira B'tachtonim. Dafka, this is the reason to come down into this physical world, is to transform this physical world into a dwelling place for Hashem. To transform darkness into light. And to illuminate the world with the presence of Hashem. Agashmi is Davka, specifically here in this physical world. As the Pasuk says, Vero kol basar yachdov kinal. I want the flesh to sense the presence of Hashem. Kum techais. Once again, now he's flipping back to Maisa over learning. Which one is it? So he explains, but when the dira will happen through another person. Okay? So it's gonna happen. The mitzvah is going to take place, and as a result of the fact that the mitzvah will be physically fulfilled, the Ribbono Shel Olam will have that transformation. The dira b'tachtonim will take place. Then, ein mevatlin Talmud Torah. Then you go back to the fact that you're able to bring all of this illumination, all this godly energy, in a greater way, which happens through the study of Torah. So again, keep your eye on the ball. The goal of the world is dira b'tachtonim. If the mitzvah can't get done through somebody else, you got to stop whatever you're in doing it, because that's the goal of creation. But if the goal will take place, it's at that moment that you need to evaluate and see that, okay, now that the goal is going to take place anyway, I can go back to that which is going to benefit me. And that's going to be the study of Torah. So as far as the person themselves is concerned, the study of Torah is greater. As far as the Ribbono Shel Olam and the transformation of his world takes place, that's the dira b'tachtonim, mitzvos ma'asiyos, are going to accomplish more. He says, "Av shekala Torah ain't the pirush mitzvahs ma'asiyos." After all, the entirety of Torah is all about the physical mitzvahs. You have mesachtes sukkah, mesachtes megillah, mesachtes rosh hashanah, mesachtes yuma, all of kodshim. It's all about all the physical stuff, right? V'ha'ainu mishum shehi b'chinas chabad shalein soif baruch hu, because that is the chachma bina das of Hashem's infinite energy. U'ba'oskoi ba. And when the person toils in the mitzvahs and the laws of the mitzvahs, mamshich alav oyren soif baruch hu, b'yeser seis v'ha'ara g'doydol ein keitz marav amshach edei pikudin. You must understand that when we study Torah, the ha'ara, the illumination that we bring into the world, is greater than that which can take place through any specific mitzvah, which is only a limb. Here it is, Chachma Bina Das. Chachma Bina Das has greater prominence, greater importance, greater impact than does a limb. Vizesh Amar of Sheshis. Look, it's pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Sheshis said, Gemara Psachim Daf Samaches. He says, celebrate, rejoice, my neshama, because for you I'm learning, and because of you I'm learning the Mishnah, because of you I'm learning the Gemara. What's he saying? He's saying, for the Rebbeinu Shalom's sake, it would be greater if I was doing a mitzvah. But Chadoy Nafshoy, Baruch Hashem, somebody else did the mitzvah, so now I could focus on where you're going to get the greater ha'ara. He says, celebrate neshama.
What's the context of the sugya?
I don't know. He was celebrating his learning.
And he had an opportunity to not do something.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think it's in that context. But he's pointing to the Chadoy Nafshoy, celebrate my nefesh, meaning for you, the accomplishment for the person, he says, Rav Sheshes is celebrating more. Now he writes in Likutei Torah, he says another very critical Nikuda about Limud HaTorah. He has a bunch of pieces about this issue. We did one Shavuos night, we did once, about the Shleishes Alof and Mashal, that Shlomo HaMelech said he understood every Dvar Torah on 3,000 levels. But one of the things that he talks about is Chazal say that a person who learns any mitzvah, it's as if he did the mitzvah, right? Or you have karbonis, right? Really
yeah.
Now, if any one of us brought an oila, we would be chayiv misa. First of all, we're Yisraelim. Second of all, we're tamei meis. Third of all, Mr. Mikdash is not standing. This is not such a great thing. This ki'ilu business. So he explains there that that's one of the awesome accomplishments that Torah has over mitzvahs ma'asiyos. Mitzvahs ma'asiyos are limited by the laws of who can do them, when they can be done. But when you're doing it through the ha'ara of Torah, there are no limits. If we, for some reason, are inspired to want to shake lulav right now, we can open up a sefer and learn hilchas lulav. We can open up a Kisvi Ari and learn about the mitzvah of lulav, and it's ki'ilu. Even though it's, you know, there's 2 feet of snow outside and it's 20 below zero. But that's the opportunity of the mitzvah that we have right now, because the Torah Sheba is completely infinite. So we're not limited by the limitations of Maisa. Maisa are limited just like a limb is limited, going back to the Ramach Bikudin, being the Ramach Evarim. So too, we understand that the Torah Shabbai is unlimited, because that's Chochmah Bina Das. And therefore it's not limited to any specific space or time or a limitation of person. I could be a Yisrael, and if I want to bring a Carmela while I'm Tamei Meis in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I'm not limited by that limitation. So that's another, but it's really the same. It's just another aspect of the same coin. So again, vis-a-vis the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Dira B'Tachtonim is where it's at. For the person's neshama, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, for the person's neshama is Limud HaTorah is a greater illumination. Now, Sukta Baal Tanya Vayter, we're at the two dots on page 98. V'hi ne'am shochav ha'ara zu, sha'od amam shechu meyer ma'aras erin soif baruch hu al nafshoi, this illumination that the person is able to draw and illuminate him is life from the shine, from this upshine of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on his nefesh. V'al nefesh is called Yisrael. He ashchina kineses Yisrael mikor kol nishmas Yisrael. K'moy she'echtav the kamana yidei esek ha'Torah. He says, I want you to understand, again, going into the depth of the accomplishment of Limud ha'Torah. This shchina, this presence that we're able to bring about through the Limud ha'Torah, is Nikras Belashen Kriya. He says a very fascinating thing. We call it Kekoyre B'Toyre. Why is it called a Kekoyre B'Toyre? We read. So he says it doesn't mean read. It means Pirish Shayde Esek HaToyre Kekoyre LaHakadosh Baruch Hu Lavoye Lov. It's an invitation. A Kriya Shel Chiba is an invitation. Like you invite somebody to you. That's what Limud HaTorah is. It's Kekoyre B'Toyre. It's like I'm calling out, Koyre LaKadosh Baruch Hu Lovoy Elov. The beauty of Limud HaTorah is that we're calling the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to come to us, Kaviyachol, Ka'odam HaKoyre L'Chaveiro Yishiyovei Elav, like a person who calls out to somebody else to come to him. U'Kaben Kotna K'oyre L'Aviv L'Avei Elav, like a young child who calls out, Tati, come here. Liyos Imay B'Tav Sechada, I want to be together with you. V'Loi Liparid Mimeno, I don't want to separate from you, V'Lisho Yichidi Chatzron, to be left alone. This is what the pasuk says in Ashrei. Karev Hashem lechol koyrov. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is close to all who call out to him. To whom? Lechol asher yikru b'emes. To all who call out to him in emes ve'ein emes el Torah. That pasuk is not talking about tefillah. That pasuk is talking about Torah. Who is Hashem with? He's karev to whom? To those who call out to him with Torah.
Calling out to him means learning.
Da'ainu shekira lakodesh baruch hu al yidei Torah dafke. Dafke through the study of Torah. La'afuke, this comes to exclude. Mihi shekira isa shaloi al yidei esikat Torah. This comes to exclude tefillah. Meaning, elatzoye kach, abba abba, tata tata. That's tefillah. Torah is, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I want you to be with me. The point of it is, the true thinker should contemplate how we should tremble when we study Torah, when we realize what it is that's taking place when we study Torah. They were calling the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to be b'tzav sechada, to be with us as one. We recognize the power of what's happening in the study of Torah. It's incredible. Pshat in the pasuk, Karev Hashem l'chol koyrov. Hashem is close to all the gvul l'chol. To whom l'chol asher yikru b'emes? To those who call out to him in Torah.
Show this to the Litvaks. They could get on board with us.
No, maybe.
Yeah.
You did get confused by the God part of it.
Oh,